Welcome to the Stuff and Junk Show, where we share our opinions on random subjects from interesting news, social topics, pop culture, our likes and dislikes, things you've seen, heard, or read, what we did, and what we do. You know, stuff and junk. Hello, my name is Albert.
My name is Ruthie.
The drummer.
This is Anna.
And since Ruthie was first on chat, she gets to go first for this topic. Go ahead, Ruthie.
That rule only applies to Anna when she's first. My rule is if I'm first in the chat, I get to go last.
I see. And Anna, do you have a say on that?
Why do I have to go first?
I'm just saying. It's like
I'll just go first.
What Ruthie just said.
Let Jamin go first.
Okay, Jamin, go first.
Yeah, my 5 minute bit is actually something that I actually have some expertise on, which is kind of strange because you just blow hot air and just use a gas bag and stuff like that. But since tariffs is in the news, it's been in the news for a long time, I just might as well talk about it as an importer for the last 20 years and stuff like that. There's some misconceptions, there's some BS out there that I just want to sort of address and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So, which is kind of surprising. The first one, the most surprising one, is because Trump was president for 4 years, you know what I mean? And this thing's been debunked many, many times during his presidency, during his election and all that stuff, is that who pays for tariff? You know what I mean? I can't believe this is still a thing. The U.S. consumer, it clearly pays for tariffs and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Don't let anybody BS you or get with that bullshit and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. When you import, like I said, just for my industry and my industry alone, we import small kitchen appliances. So, for example, a toaster costs, when I buy a toaster from a Chinese factory, it's $5, right? So that's our first cost, right? That's, you know what I mean? And then from there, you add ocean freight. And then what else you add? Tariff. Everything. Please. Yeah, everything you import from any country, there is a tariff book. You look it up. You go from country of origin, then you look up what kind of small kitchen appliance, and you go from there. Then you narrow it down, and then you finally hit toaster. You know what I mean? And it's 5.3. You know what I mean? And then you take that 5.3, and then you add it to your first cost of your ocean freight, and then you add it to like whatever profit you want to make, whatever loan amount you give from your bank and stuff. So like I said. That's it. You know what I mean? It's not rocket science. That's it. You know what I mean? Nope. And you pass on to the consumer.
It's because you're making money on it. So, of course, Uncle Sam has to have their hands in everything. Yeah. So if you're making money off of it, you have to declare it. It's almost like declaring customs, basically.
Yeah.
And they have to know, how are you going to categorize it? And then if, God forbid, you get audited, they go back and check to make sure that you did use the right code to make sure that you're not under declaring goods that you're bringing in and not making too much money over it.
In no way, shape, or form does the Chinese government pay for tariffs. You know what I mean? Like I said, the example I used, the 5.3 for toasters, in no way does China touch that. They don't, you know, once it gets on that ship, it's called FOB price. You pay for the goods to get on freight on board. That's what FOB means, freight on board. Once that's done, their hands are clean. That's it. That's all.
They've handed it off to the forwarders, to the shippers.
Mm-hmm. You're responsible then for paying the ocean freight, which is, you know, the vessel from China to your port of entry here in the United States. Plus, like I said, the tariff. That's it. You know what
plus
I mean?
Plus warehouse fees, storage fees, plus all the labor.
I don't want to get into the weeds. The main point is tariffs are paid by the importer, the American company, and it's passed on to consumer. There's no question about that.
And this is very basic knowledge among businessmen and import-export business, right? So how this mythology of tariffs are getting paid by other countries as they're importing goods.
Every time he's interviewed, he says it's passed. It's you know, the country, China's going to pay for it. It doesn't work like that. You know what I mean?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't.
Yeah. He's just spreading lies about that. The other thing I want to mention about tariff is because it was in the news today because Colombia is getting hit with a 25% tariff across the board and stuff like that. Tariffs can be useful, but it can also not be useful in certain things. The one thing behind having a high tariff is like, hey, if you tariffs a country that's importing this X product, it means you want domestic production to kind of go up. You want the U.S. to produce this good and stuff like that. But you know, I'm no geologist. I'm no I don't think we can grow coffee beans.
We can't grow coffee here.
We can't, right?
I mean, we can't grow bananas. We can't grow pineapples, right? Here.
There's certain things we can't do. So no matter how much you tariff a country, it's not going to happen. And also, just going back to my initial example, I pay $5 for a toaster made in China. There is absolutely no way you can make a toaster for $5 in the U.S. The U.S. dollar is too strong. Yeah. We don't have the infrastructure. All that cheap manufacturing has been pushed off to other countries for many years now. You know what I mean? There's no way America can make a $5 toaster. You know what I mean? I understand. Going back to, I'm jumping back and forth. Excuse me, but I understand the Colombia tariff thing is like a penalty. It's more punitive than anything else. You know what I mean? He's not. You know what I mean? He's pissed off because Colombia didn't accept those undocumented people from being sent back. I understand that part. You know what I mean? But the other example I want to use is like Biden during the last administration. Biden put 100% tax on the Chinese EV cars, and that was just protectionism. That's just to buy time. So the auto industry in the U.S.
can catch up first.
Catch up can also make a $20,000 EV car that can go 500 miles on one charge. You know what I mean? That sort of thing makes sense. I don't like it personally, but at least that makes sense. There's a thought, there's a tactic behind it. You know what I mean? But what Trump is doing seems all, what do you call it, filled with rage, revenge, you know what I mean? Strong arm and stuff like that. So
he's a toddler throwing a tantrum, basically. Yeah. That he's not getting his way. Yeah. Not everybody's saying yes to him. Yeah. And he wants to, he just wants to show that he's a big bad wolf in this case. And just to go on top of what you were saying about, you pay $5 for a toaster. If anybody even asks like what that looks like, the invoices that Jiaming and I would deal with on a daily basis in our industries, it's pretty straightforward. You buy 300 toasters or whatever accessories, like a scarf. It costs $5 or $4. That's the total amount that you pay. There's no added taxes. There's no VAT, value-added taxes, even for China, because their businesses over there pay for it.
Yeah.
And they charge us accordingly. And you pay it flat out. Everything else, tariffs, duties, that comes afterwards.
It's just ridiculous. It's just silly.
It's just common sense too, and the fact that everybody bought those lies for the past 4 years and everything that Trump has been spewing, it none of it makes sense. And I think even hard right conservatives. There you go. I was going to say conservatives for some reason. Conservatives. They know this. Businessmen know this. And for why they still supported him after all that, they're probably getting money under the table, or they're getting tax breaks. I mean, they're getting tax breaks themselves. That's probably why they still voted for him.
So what I got out of this is FOB means freight on board, not
freight on board.
Freight on board.
It's not fresh off the boat.
It could be.
No, because fresh off the boat, we're talking about, that's more of a colloquial.
I'm just joking here.
Yeah, I mean, pretty on board. Like, come on, man. This is big business we're talking about. It's going to be a grow-up.
Yeah. But and also, Colombia is also going to impose like a 25% tariff on U.S. imports to Colombia. So, trade war. It's like Star Wars.
So does that mean if we want a vacation in Colombia, we get taxed 25%?
Yeah.
I mean, no, well, we don't. You don't tax people.
Right? Well, we'll see how that plays out. All right. Who's next?
Anna. Well, I was just going to talk about how sad I am that tomorrow my Disneyland annual pass.
What? The annual what?
My annual pass expires, and I didn't go all this month because I'm sick. So I'm really sad. Banana right now, because I was gonna go and I was super sick, and then like obviously when I went and I'm like, oh, maybe I can try to make a reservation right before it expires, there was nothing available. And I'm like, it's okay, I'm just gonna let it go, I'm gonna be a grown-up and not be sad, but I'm actually really sad about it. So
sad. Mm-hmm. Banana,
are you gonna renew your annual pass?
No.
Expensive.
Well, that and my Disneyland buddy is leaving, so there's no point in living on anymore.
You got another Disneyland buddy here. Hey, hey.
You're there for an hour and you leave.
That's just also,
he does leave.
But did you go enough time
for like 3 hours?
Did you go enough time to make it worthwhile?
Oh, yeah, absolutely did.
Oh, there you go. That's all that matters.
Yeah. So, I mean, I got my money's worth out of it, but I'm just sad because I wanted to, like, try, like, the new lunar year food, and it's okay. I'm just going to live vicariously on Instagram.
I did try their Vietnamese coffee churros in California Adventure. That was pretty tasty. I got to admit.
I'm jealous. Don't rub it in. I'm sad. Stop it. Why are you going to be more sad?
I ordered one order and it came with two. I'm like, wow, that's like so much more than I thought.
That's just like a humble brag. You're being so rude.
Did they open the portals at Disney?
No, that hasn't happened yet.
Okay.
It's looking like it's going to take a while because from what I understand, they have to tear down a building just to build a new building.
Oh, they haven't started yet?
No, they haven't started yet. Apparently, the building that they were building was not for Portos. It was for something else. So I guess the Portos thing might not happen for a while. So
okay.
Yeah.
But the other stuff are there. But yeah.
But were they building that one building you thought would be a Portos?
Oh, it's another restaurant. It's like a food court thing.
Oh, okay. It's a food court. So
it's a food court and a bar. So, and I heard it's expensive. So I still haven't gone to it yet. But
it's expensive.
There's also the new Avengers store that opened up there too. And then, of course, Din Tai Fung is there too. But the Portos, not there yet. Eventually.
Can't wait.
All right.
But, yeah, I'm just talking about how sad I am. And you guys overtook it. But whatever. It's okay. Just bragging. I'll see you again one day, Disneyland.
Well, speaking of Disney, if I may piggyback off of your sadness a little bit, Anna. I'm exploited. So you guys remember that reel, one of the hundreds of reels that I send you every day, and then I blank out on what to talk about in my 5 minutes. Tell me how Disney Cruise Lines did like release this advertisement with a dog towel, and it is the cutest advertisement, like commercial for Disney Cruise, and also, God damn it, Disney, like they just really know how to make people cry. It was a towel shaped like a dog. A towel sculpture of a dog, and it was, you know, it had its own character. It came to life, and it was so cute, and it was looking for its family. And I don't usually cry at these things, but I guess because, like, you know, I was just at, you know, on a cruise, like I do miss those towel sculptures, and they're really cute, and I want to cry, and I want to just hug that puppy. Now I'm sad because I'm not on a cruise.
You can make the towel puppy yourself, right?
It's not the same, Albert. You know, when you go into your room after a long day at sea, you know, you come home to your room, and then there's like a new creature just waiting for you on your bed.
You know that's not gonna, it's not alive, right?
Yeah, no doubt.
You know what? Albert here just likes to ruin things. He's a pooper.
I'm saying Disney like does magic with these commercials. Like,
you know what? I'm a bummer on this one.
Commercial makes you cry. I mean, and everybody in the comments were like, "How am I crying? It's 8:03 a.m. over a freaking dog towel."
Not to agree with Albert too much, but you know, yeah, family and friends, yeah, pets and stuff like that that can generate real emotion is what I'm guessing. You know what I mean? You don't have to rely on corporate manipulation and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
I'll cry for my cats.
The thing is, though, is that it had a happy.
Else.
It had a happy ending in the ad. I've seen sadder ads from Disney. Come on,
it was like it really tugged at your heartstrings.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh. It was so cute.
It was no like opening of up situation, but okay.
All right. Where did cynical Albert? When did cynical Albert come into this show?
2025. That's what happened. 2025. It's the end times, baby.
I want 2020. I never thought I would say this. I want 2024 back. It's like you never know how good you have it until it's gone.
Just remember, this is the guy who doesn't like Modang.
Oh, that's true.
Well, I mean,
what happened to you? What happened to you, man?
Give me a towel version of Modang, and we'll talk.
Oh. You're not even. You still don't react to Mudang. Like, why would you care about a towel version of Mudang?
The towel version of Mudang would probably be cuter.
Has anybody checked out Mudang recently? Has she aged out? Is she fat now?
She's a pygmy.
No, she's so cute.
Well, she's too old now. She's over the clock.
I'm googling. Is Mudang still alive?
Well, at what point do we think this is a substance situation? She has to inject herself. You know what I mean? A younger version.
Holy shit! Did she really pass away?
No. That would have been the news.
There's a TikTok link here. Modang passed away. That can't be true.
No.
It's got to be like a fake thing.
Yeah. I think clickbait.
I'm not clicking on that. It's all TikTok links too. So I'm not clicking on that. So, okay.
All right. We figured this out. We did it.
Oh, wait. Ricky, was that your topic? A piggyback
Yeah, and I can't keep talking about it because if I keep talking about that dog towel, I'm going to cry.
Okay.
Because he came back this week, man.
I can't. Like, I mean, I could. Could I?
Let me give you guys a question that I'm curious. When does your week start? Do you have a Sunday to Saturday week or is it a Monday to Sunday week?
And when? Monday to Sunday. Monday to Sunday.
You're Monday to Sunday? How about you, Ruthie?
Yeah.
I'm Monday to Sunday.
Anna?
Monday to Sunday.
How am I the only one that's Sunday to Saturday? Come on. In the calendar, it's Sunday to Saturday.
End.
You like to make things more complicated than they are.
But it's the calendar even agrees with me. It's Sunday to Saturday. Yeah.
I know. My calendar's like that. It's annoying. But it's Sunday to, I mean, I guess Sunday to Saturday. But is it really? Because, I mean, you start the work week on a Monday. So the weekend is Saturday, Sunday. Did I lose you?
No. I get the logic behind that. The weekend is the last, because it's the weekend, right? Yeah. I get it. But calendar. Calendar.
You know what? I think maybe it's like the Godfather generation, right? Because of Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday.
Oh, yeah. Also, happy days. Sunday, like, Monday, happy days. Yes, he's our Sunday.
Nobody runs around, like, you know, following everything on a technical level, like, by, you know, dot, you know what I mean? It's like being precise and stuff like that. We understand as a culture, though, I think that the majority of people would agree with Monday through Sunday and stuff like that.
You know, I guess it's also like how it's taught in school. It's always Sunday first, then Monday, then Tuesday. Yeah. But yeah, thinking about it, like the start of my week is Monday.
Yeah. And America's so focused on jobs, you know, and stuff like that. You know what I mean? So the weekend ends on a Sunday. Work restarts on a Monday. So what are you going to do?
But it also depends, I guess, on your job. Because like some jobs end their weeks on a Friday or they end their weeks on a Sunday or a Saturday.
That is true. For quite Thursday. A while. For quite
or
a while.
Or Thursday.
Yeah.
But we're talking about
15th and 30th of the month.
Yeah, but we're talking about majority of the month and some of that.
For quite a while, I actually did start my work week on a Sunday. But
that's true.
That's neither here nor there. But the point is that I Googled it, and it says here that Sunday is the first day of the week for roughly half the world. Monday is the first day of the week for the other half. Roughly 55% of the world population start their week on a Sunday. 55. Then 44% on a Monday.
Start their week mentally or start their week
what they
to
consider
work?
The first, you know, the first day of the week.
And you know what? Show me those half the world. Show me those countries. You know what I mean?
Oh, does it actually show it here?
Yeah.
So the Greeks, the people that mark the in this map, in this page, in timeanddate.com calendar, they divide it between green, blue, and purple. Green are people who start on Monday. Blue are people who start on Sunday.
Yeah,
and purple start with on Saturday.
I'm guessing if I take a stab at it, I think Saturdays would be what do you call this? I guess Jewish people, I guess, because you know, because of Shabbat Friday, but then that's Shabbat is Saturday actually. Mm-hmm. So maybe they start their week on a Sunday. Yeah. Because I have worked for jobs where they would come into the office on a Sunday, but then they would be out by Friday. And then, like, I guess Muslim companies would start on a Thursday.
I'm bad in geography. I sent you the world map that has it color coded. Feel free to look at it and tell me which one is the start of Saturday, people. So, but the U.S., according to this map, starts on Sunday. Bada bing.
Yeah, that's because we're stupid.
that's your comeback. Because we're stupid. Okay, all right.
Yes.
But like Russia, Europe, they started on Monday. Look at that. Australia is Monday. Philippines on Sunday.
Yeah, because we follow America.
Japan on Sunday. So Canada on Sunday. South America mostly on Sunday. Mexico on Monday. Oh, look at that. But, well, there we go. There we go. All right. All right.
Well, the world is literally quite split on that.
Yeah. 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 55 to 44. And then the 1% who starts it on Saturday. But there we go. All right. And there we go. Thanks for listening. You can find this podcast on Instagram, Blue Sky Threads, and YouTube at Stuff Junk Show. You can find me, Albert, on Instagram, Threads, and Letterbox at Albert5x5.
And you can find me on Instagram at RuthieGrace13 and Ruthie's Cats.
You can find me on the social media, JIAMINGLOU.
You can find me on social media at Anna Voltage or my other show, Most Extreme Ranking Challenge.
You know, I was very close to going, and this is Anna. Doggy, why are you barking by a joke? Okay, anyways.
She likes Anna.
Yeah.
She's like, stop knocking on Anna.
Yeah.
All right.
Anna has such a deep blue. Oh, hello, guys.
All right.
I don't like vulgar.
She's like, out, dad, quit it.
All right. Music has been provided by Gloomy June. Updates, contact info, ways to support us, and everything else on the show notes. Found on whowhatwhereswhy.com. Before we go, let's give our 13 listeners some recommendations for this week. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first. I have one recommendation. I watched Back in Action with Jamie Foxx and Cameron Diaz. This week.
I saw that. I saw that too. Yeah. Yeah.
It was actually quite entertaining.
It's entertaining. I agree.
Yeah. So, I give it a thumbs up. It's, you know, it's a good movie. You don't really need to
you can be entertained by bad movies as well. Okay.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, I'm not the one who goes to movie theaters. Okay, so like when I enjoy something, I actually laughed at a few jokes. Like, mm-hmm. And it actually carried through to the end. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't bad. And yeah,
sequel options as well opened up. Blah blah blah. It's definitely like an action movie that you will find in the 90s, which is something that I say a lot for a lot of Netflix movies nowadays. Yeah.
But like reformulated to like
modern time.
Transfer to 2025. Yeah. Yeah. It was a good time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Another show I want to recommend is Devs. It came out in, I think, 2021, mm-hmm. I would say 2022. It's all about IT. Mm-hmm. It's about these, two programmers, and it's like a suspense thriller, sci-fi. It's pretty cool. I think it only has 6 or 7 episodes or 8 episodes. I can't remember, but I watched it in like 3 days. It was a pretty good, it's a slow, very very slow start, but at the end, pretty good show. It was with what's his name again, the guy who is, what's her name's husband?
Nobody tell Ruthie. Let's see where how far this goes. Go ahead.
He's in The Last of Us.
Uh huh. Yeah, he is. That's right. Uh-huh. He is
in the town where it was just him and his partner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He was like the survivalist. What is his name?
Yeah. Go on.
I have to Google this now.
No cheating.
Guy from Parks and Rec.
Yes. The guy from Parks and Rec. That's very true. Yeah.
I genuinely don't know his name.
All right.
Yeah, I'm blanking on the name too, so I can't even
help. Nick Offerman.
There you go.
Nick Offerman. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did a really good job. And a bunch of other pretty big names. Not pretty isn't, big names, like, but like.
Isn't the lead a girl? A female?
It is. The Japanese girl.
And she was actually in. Wasn't she in.
She was the one getting married in Crazy Rich Asian.
No, not that one.
Wait, she wasn't Crazy Rich Asian?
She was.
Oh, this is where
she was. She was the one getting married. She was all the last thing she was in.
Oh my god, she looks so different in the show. I did not recognize her except for in House of the Dragon.
Yeah, she's also in House of the Dragon. That's her legacy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, she was.
Yes.
She was also in Ex Machina. Yeah, she was also in Ex Machina, which is directed.
Oh, she was.
Yes, which was directed by Alex Garland, who I believe was the one who made Devs.
Yeah, she's in all her things. She had a little cameo in Civil War too.
That's true. Yeah, there we go then.
Oh, she did.
Sure.
Probably one of the military people towards the end.
Oh yeah, she was. Oh, she was. Yeah. Okay.
Forgive us for not knowing her name.
It's Sonoya Mizuno.
Okay. Yeah, we watched her for like 6 episodes, 8 episodes, a whole season. Didn't bother to look up.
I was gonna say, she's like the lead, right?
She is the lead.
Yeah. She is the lead. Yeah, and she was actually really good.
Yeah. And there we go.
Shout out to her.
Yeah.
All right. Back in action and devs. Who wants to go next?
So, okay. I'll go next because it's kind of piggyback off with what Ruthie was saying. I was going to recommend the Academy Awards were announced this past week, right? So this is a good time for everybody to kind of watch because they're going to start wide releasing some of the Oscar nominated movies and stuff like that. Cause me personally, I still haven't seen The Brutalist, Nickel Boy, Emilia Perez.
Oh,
I still
haven't
seen this. You know what I mean? So, make a strong effort.
Can I just chime in real quick while we're on that subject? I think it's going to win.
Yeah.
Which one?
Emilia Perez.
Emilia Perez?
It's the second most nomination, right?
I feel like it's the industry's telling Netflix, okay, Netflix, we're going to go ahead and give you one.
Yeah.
No, Why that movie? Why?
At the very least, I think it's going to get the foreign picture nom win and stuff like that. I think that's a lock at this point.
It has the most noms, so clearly the industry wants to give it to him. So
yeah, if not best picture, it's definitely going to win best foreign picture, I think, and stuff like that. So my recommendation is go ahead and go out there. Now is the time to watch artsy fartsy stuff, guys. Make a real effort. And the other quick recommendation I want to make is a couple weeks ago I went to my primary movie theater is. AMC, right? I have an AMC Plus membership. But I'm telling you, the only reason I go to AMC is basically for the Dolby, the IMAX, and the inclined seats. But my local AMC is falling apart. You know what I mean? It is pretty post-apocalyptic. You know what I mean? 1 out of 10 chairs, the incline doesn't work. The water in the bathroom is kind of overflowing, smells like piss and stuff like that. It's kind of raggedy. It's getting pretty nasty. But the thing I want to recommend
is... I did visit that particular theater recently, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. It feels like I went back to the past.
Yeah, it's rough.
Because it feels like it hasn't changed.
It's rough. But I want to shout out Harkins because I had to go watch. They had The Order, that Jude Law. That movie and stuff. So I went to Harkins recently to go see that movie. Let me tell you something. Harkins is a professional theater. You know what I mean? It's clean. It smells nice and stuff like that. They have enough employees to kind of clean up and stuff like that. It's organized. It was still pretty crowded because this is the Sonic movie and what was the other family movie that also came out? Moana was still big. Wicked and stuff like that. So shout out to Harkins and stuff like that. And they don't have any kind of the big screen.
And Mufasa.
Mufasa and stuff like that. So they don't have the big name. They don't have the big screens, the IMAX and stuff like that. But still, if you want to go to a good theater that's clean, affordable, which is more important, affordable and professional, I recommend going to Harkins to get a chance. So shout out to Harkins.
Yeah, shout out to Harkins. I don't go to the theater because I have a subscription to Regal, like Jami has a subscription to AMC. But whenever we go to Harkins, I do enjoy my time there. It's one that I wish they had something similar to what AMC and Regal has because I would rather go to Harkins. Yeah, I agree. Harkins is really good. And plus, they updated the last time I went there, they updated their seats. So yay. Yay to that too.
Did they update?
Yeah. The seats they had before were not like that.
Oh, okay.
That's one thing I noticed. It's like,
my butt didn't notice.
Your butt didn't notice. Or maybe it was just the one particular theater that I went to has been updated. The others have not. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah. Okay. So watch Oscar noms and Harkin Cinema, which I'm not sure if it's nationwide. Is that nationwide, Jamie? Do you know?
I think so. I think it's in the top 10 as far as theater counts, I think.
Okay. Anna, what's your recommendation?
I literally have no recommendation, but don't get sick.
Don't get sick. All right.
Mm-hmm. Good one.
It's a good thing we have a national health agency that will remind us of all the sicknesses.
Yeah.
Oh God. I don't know, but whatever I got, it sucks. So help.
Mm-hmm. My recommendation has to do with that orange guy. As you guys might have noticed, I'm trying to avoid saying his name because his name is like calling the devil, essentially. So my recommendation is
President Cheetah.
Yeah, so my recommendation is keep using different names.
He's not Voldemort.
Yes, he is. Just keep calling different names.
You say it three times.
He's not going to help.
No. I feel dirty saying his name. You know,
he's a piece of shit. What he is?
The one I use the most is 47. I just call him 47 because it's 47 president. Well,
I mean, it's almost as bad as doing the Sea Kyle.
Call him Palpatine. Call his government administration the Galactic Empire. Feel free.
his staff for the Death Eaters. You know, he's Voldemort, you know, kind of thing. And just to add to that too, like the current media right now we have, you know, since everybody's, you know, bending the knee, there's that word again, bending the knee to 47, you know, it's pretty much the propaganda media at this rate. So it's sad. I just don't want to call them by their actual names anymore. So yeah, my recommendation is, yeah, don't.
Wait, that was it? That was your recommendation? I thought that was the beginning of something.
No, that's my recommendation. Don't give him that. Just call him something else. Call him something else.
All right. Don't call him by his name.
Don't call him by his name. Speaking of calling by his name, did you guys watch the Timothée Chalamet SNL thing?
Yes, oh my God, it was so funny.
He was actually pretty good. Yeah. And he actually was the musical guest himself as Bob Dylan, essentially. So Wow, kudos to the guy.
But okay. The dog thing was so funny.
That's the one.
The dog park.
Oh, you also watched it, Ruti. Okay.
I did.
Okay, so I guess it's just Jamie that didn't watch it. Unless she also
I was a fan of the movie, so I wasn't interested.
Well, I mean, the actor is the actor, so there's that.
Yeah.
You know.
I'm sure he's talented, he's funny and stuff, but I wasn't a big fan of the movie.
Okay. Anna, just a couple of Bah humbugs here. Just like nope.
This isn't the Ruti and Anna show, so what can I say?
We could tell. We could see that. Our listeners will be able to see. Just kidding.
All right. This was episode 840 of the Stuff in Junk Show. Thanks for joining us. Until next time, this podcast has been a Who It Wears White production. All right. There we go.
Okay, now let's read this thing.
Read what thing? Oh, the I'm not gonna... you want to still try and read that?
I have a funny story to tell you guys. Okay. I'm just realizing it now. So I ordered some peppermint tea from Amazon, and I got the package 2 days ago, and I opened it today. And I went ahead and made myself the tea, but I was like, wow, this really doesn't taste like peppermint tea. So I was like, I must have gotten like a crappy version. So when I go in the kitchen, I look at it. It's not peppermint tea. They sent me the wrong tea. Mm. So I told Amazon and they're going to refund my money. And they're like, oh, you can keep it. And then I'm looking it up right now. The tea is for constipation. I had 2 cups full of this tea. So I'm going to be in the bathroom all night.
Oh, no.
I just. Yeah.
So you're saying that I shouldn't use this as the after credits for this episode?
You can.
Well, the good thing is, Anna, like all those classes that you missed because you were sick in January,
there you go.
We'll balance out with the tea.
Yeah. So I'm feeling like, wow, I really got to go to the bathroom, but Albert already started recording. And now I get it. It's because I had two, and I brewed it strong too because I thought it was peppermint tea. And so I'm just like, oh my God.
Well, you should write a review, see if it actually, once you know if it actually works and stuff. You just had it today, right?
Yeah, I just had it today. I feel like no it's going to work.
No feeling in your tummy so far, though?
Yeah, I feel like I'm going to die pretty soon.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
But I'm really mad because what I really wanted was my peppermint tea.
That's right. Turn it to positive. Write a review for it. You know what? I drank this. I didn't poop.
I was sent the wrong tea, and I'm waiting for the credit to like go on my Amazon account so I can actually order the right tea, but I'm a little mad. There you go. That's my funny story.
No, I get it. I mean, it sucks when they don't give you the order that you ordered. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
I have a similar story to that. I went to Olive Garden recently, and I ordered... Well, yeah. So the funny thing is that it was a whole family thing, right? There was like at least like 22 people or whatever. So this happened twice to me. I ordered the Bellini peach raspberry iced tea, right? And then when we got our orders, it was just like a regular iced tea. So they screwed up there. That's one. Like, didn't think of it. Get me the replacement, blah, blah, blah. And then when everybody was served their meal, I don't remember what I ordered. But everybody else got their meal except for me. And then I'm like thinking, oh, well, maybe just taking the time with my meal. And then blah, blah, blah. And eventually they asked. And then the waiter go, oh, the thing you're asking for is over there. The person across from me was eating my meal.
What?
So because because when the waiter was like, oh, and who ordered the lasagna, right? I go, oh, I did. So he gave her that meal. It wasn't the lasagna. It was the meal that was for me.
So why is the waiter so nonchalant?
I don't know. So while I was waiting for everyone, everybody's eating, I'm waiting for my food. Oh, I think I remember now. I got the lasagna fritta, I think. Right? I think it was called, that's what it's called, lasagna fritta, right? And he just said, like, lasagna. And so she got it. She started eating it, kind of thing. And then he's like, oh, did you steal? And then he said, oh, did you want me to get another one? Or?
Oh my God.
And I'm like, yes. I mean, of course I want to get my meal. it was in the back of my head, I'm like, why are you even asking me that question? Obviously, I want my meal.
Inconveniencing him. How dare you? How dare you ask for your food?
Yeah, how dare? How dare? Exactly. So I get it. I get it.
You didn't notice that she was eating the wrong food?
Well, she asked for a lasagna, and he said lasagna. So she goes, oh, I guess this is my food. It's very similar. Mine is lasagna fritta, and hers was lasagna. You know, so.
Oh, so wait, is yours the fried lasagna?
It was something like that, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so I guess she didn't think nothing of it, just started eating it. You know,
but did you get her food, though?
No, she.
He got no food.
So she basically, she's like, so he's like, oh, did you want your lasagna? No, this is fine. I'm already eating something, you know, kind of thing. Yeah. So, yeah, twice in the same 2025, folks. 2025.
This is how you become a villain.
Yeah, this is the beginning of Albert's villain story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
mm-hmm. The guy seemed pretty laissez faire about. Hey,
he was.
Here.
Was he Gen Z?
No, I don't know. He's maybe not. I don't know. I can't tell his age.
Wait, you want the food that you ordered?
Oh, how dare you?
You eat the food I put in front of you. That's how that works, man.
How dare you?
Make sure you pay for whatever I put in front of you.
Yeah, I was all like, make sure the receipt is correct. Because, I mean, like, first he has to replace an iced tea, so he better not have added an extra iced tea to the menu. And
I don't know, Albert. I mean, you know. Was it his mistake, or did you order the correct one? And even if you did, it could still be your mistake.
No, I ordered the correct one. I mean, he was he said what it was, right? And he didn't say what it actually was. So, shrug.
Gotcha.
So, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Things are changing. Customer isn't always right anymore.
Was he one of those cool waiters? Have you seen these waiters that are so cool that they don't write it down? It's like, hey, I got this in my head. You know what I mean? Large table.
And then
you
don't got this.
You know, don't worry, guys. You know, I don't need a pen or paper. You know what I mean? There's 10 of you guys. It's fine. Yeah. I just got this. Go ahead.
Yeah. And me being me, I was just patiently waiting. Everybody was eating. I was just patiently waiting. It was my dad. My dad was like, hey, how about his order? How come he hasn't showed up yet? And he's like, oh, what did he order? He goes, he ordered the blah, blah, blah. And then he's like, oh, that's the one over there. I'm like, my gosh.
It was the way to go, hey, guys, it's a game tonight. It's like, hey, I'm going to secretly give one order to somebody else that didn't order it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, twice in a row. Wrong drink, wrong meal.
Oh, my God. Okay, I got to go because I think teeth kicking in.
Okay,
bye. Oh, okay.
Peace.
And with that, everybody, good night. Thanks for being on.
Later.
Bye.
Alrighty. Good night. Bye.